Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 15 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. We are still in the Diablerie section, which covers a lot of the esoteric factors involved in vampiric existence, the vampire soul, secret rituals for consuming same, the potent effects of vampire blood, and, most surprisingly to me, vampires' magical throats. This page is devoted to what you can do with vampire blood, and especially elder vampire blood. This little section starts on the previous page, so I'm going to start there, but it runs onto this page. Here's just a rundown. Let's say you've got some elder vampire blood on your hands. Here's what you can do with it. Quote, "The blood of a vampire of fourth or earlier generation can act as a kind of healing draft if quaffed by a vampire." Quaff is a weird word to use here. Not technically incorrect, I guess. More of a fantasy gaming word, I would say. And whenever you tell me someone is quaffing something, I imagine them drinking it like Brian Blessed would. So you're somewhat fucking with my goth punk aesthetic here, in my mental image, but okay. Quote, "One blood point will heal a number of health levels equal to 5 minus the generation of the vessel. Thus, drinking one blood point from a third generation vessel would heal 2 health levels." Wow, 2 health levels. Nice to know that if I, for example, break a glass in the dishes and accidentally cut my hand, so that I am not merely bruised but hurt, 2 health levels, that all I need to do to resolve this kitchen mishap is drink a point of blood from one of the 13 legendary and ancient clan founders of the vampire race. Or 2 of my own regular blood points that I got from probably my neighbor who likes to sleep with the window open. Now it says, quote, "This vitae can either be quaffed from a vial or flask, as described later, or directly from the body of the vessel." Once again, quaffed, and I'm beginning to have objections here. I don't know if you can quaff blood from an animate body, or at least that would require a lot more strength than most vampires can muster. This brings to mind the idea of like picking a person up with one hand, bringing them to your mouth, drinking all their blood, and having it, you know, flow down your beard, and then crushing that person against your forehead. Here's the weirdest thing, though. This is the dumbest thing on this page, and this is a technicality, because what I'm reading to you now comes from the page before, but the rules continue on to the next page, and this is too weird to pass up. Quote, "If a wounded vampire is drinking the vitae directly from the vessel, she can decide whether or not she wants to experience the healing properties of the draft. If so, a blood point used to heal is not added to the feeder's blood pool." That's a lot to take in. Let's take a minute to understand this. The book is saying here that if you drink blood directly from a vessel, the blood of an elder vampire, and you're wounded, you can optionally experience the healing effect of the blood. Now keep in mind, this only works in a vampire that is fourth generation or lower, and if it's a fourth generation vampire, then 5 minus 4 is 1, which means each blood point from this elder can be used to heal 1 level of damage, which is the same as a regular blood point. So there's really no advantage to doing this unless you are literally feeding from an antediluvian. But let's say that you are. You have the option of drinking this blood for healing purposes, and it never enters your blood pool. It is just used directly to heal. These are 2 totally separate things. You can't split the effects of the blood you drink. So if you drink more than one point in a turn, you can't split it between direct healing and going into your blood pool. You have to choose one or the other. This leads me to believe that there is some way for vampires to drink blood differently. Like, it's like, you know how sometimes you're drinking something and then you like start to cough and you'll say like, this went down the wrong pipe. I kind of breathed it in instead of drinking it the way you're supposed to do. Vampires have a third pipe, clearly. Vampires have a healing pipe. And so through careful concentration, they can drink something and it never enters their vampire stomach, wherever blood goes when vampires drink it, their heart or whatever. It doesn't go there. It just goes directly to healing wounds and never passes through like the vampire digestive system. And this is a conscious act of will. You make this choice when you swallow blood. And this is a weighty decision. You gotta make careful use of your healing pipe when you're a vampire, because there are extremely specific and arbitrary rules about when it is helpful. While the normal healing effects of blood that I've just described are not super useful, you have to be feeding on an actual antediluvian or a second generation, or I guess Cain himself, to get any real benefit over normal blood from healing with this blood. For aggravated damage, you might actually get a benefit, because aggravated damage is normally very expensive in blood to heal, and you can only heal one ag damage per night. Not so when you heal yourself using Elder Blood. Quote, blood from an antediluvian of fourth generation or earlier can heal aggravated damage if drunk directly from the vessel or from a suitable container. 1 point of blood can immediately heal one health level of aggravated damage. The blood point used this way is not added to the Diabolist's blood pool. So this is pretty good. You drink one, normally it takes 5 blood points to heal an ag damage, and you can only do one. This way, if you're drinking from, again, a truly ancient vampire, a once in an unlife occurrence, if you just drink one blood from their presumably inert body, then you can use that to heal ag damage on a one-for-one basis. However, while this can heal an extra ag damage in addition to the one you can normally heal per day, don't push your luck. Quote, only one health level of aggravated damage can be healed this way in any 24-hour period. If a vampire drinks and uses another blood point for this purpose less than 24 hours after the last such use, she loses an additional health level. This is aggravated damage. So, just to prepare you in case this ever happens to you someday in your vampire career, let's say that you were to find the body of, I don't know, the millennia-old progenitor of the Ventru clan in Torpor. And you thought, well, you know what? I burned myself on that goddamn cookie tray the other day. I have a level of aggravated damage. Then a werewolf scratched me also. I've got another level of aggravated damage. I'd love to clear both of these up before the party tomorrow. This is a golden opportunity. I've got the progenitor of the Ventru clan right here. Let me drink some of his unutterably precious blood to go ahead and heal up this cookie tray wound. And then I can use my own blood for the scratch. And I'm going to look dapper as hell at the party. Perfect. Problem solved. So you bend down, you drink the blood from the Ventru progenitor, and through a deliberate exercise of throat control, you make sure to drink that blood through your healing pipe so that it doesn't enter your system and become regular blood, but it goes directly down the healing pipe and heals one ag damage. However, you did say you were going to bring banana bread to this party. You forgot. You've been up to a lot. You had a werewolf fight. You had cookies to make over the weekend. You randomly stumbled across the sleeping body of probably one of the 24 most powerful beings that's ever existed, so you forgot the banana bread. All right, you gotta rush it now. And you burn yourself on the loaf pan. Clumsy you. No problem, right? Go back to the sleeping form of the Ventru Antediluvian, take another sip, problem solved. No, not so. Because if you make the mistake of, through a very specific act of will, drinking this Antediluvian's blood through your healing pipe, again, after less than a day has passed, then, instead of healing, you take back the damage that you healed last time you drank from him. I don't know how the vampire healing pipe works. I don't understand why it works this way, but fortunately these rules will never really come up unless you're in a campaign where you are regularly feeding from antediluvians. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of vampires don't even know they have a healing pipe. I bet it would come as a big surprise if you ever did find an antediluvian. It's a very rare event, an unthinkably rare event, but if it ever did happen, you'd be having a weird day anyway. And then when you drank from their ancient veins, all of a sudden you'd have a weird feeling in your throat and be like, what the fuck? There are two ways to drink? Yeah, and there always has been. Your healing pipe has always been here waiting for you. It just never came up before. And there's virtually no chance that it ever will. You are one of the unbelievably lucky few who gets to enjoy dual mode quaffing from the blasphemous ancients. Congratulations. Hashtag blessed. Join me next time when we move from oddities of vampire anatomy to oddities of vampire jurisprudence on MDC. The Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.